How's it going, buddy? Oh, you look surprised to see me. And not too happy either. Aw, you're hurting my feelings. What? Were you expecting someone else? I can't imagine why. Not like you have any friends. What's your problem? You don't want to talk to me? Why not? I'm a bully? Is that what you said? Oh my god. You should have heard the way your voice cracked when you said that. Like you're nervous to even talk in front of me. I wonder how many times you rehearsed telling me that to my face, in front of the mirror, and you still sounded so lame when you said it. But, you know, yeah, sure. I guess you could say I'm a bit of a bully. But hey, pushing around wormy little dorks who start squeaking when they try to talk for me is so fun. Anyway, move aside, let me in. Your bully has to talk to you. Oh, you don't want to let me in? Too bad, I don't care what you want. Step aside. Oh, you're going to be difficult, aren't you? Good. I'm in a feisty mood tonight. Just... No, don't try to block me. Okay, I warned you. Oh, oops. Sorry, did that hurt? When I elbowed your chest like that? Poor thing. Though, you got lucky, you know. I was actually aiming a couple inches down. Oh man, watching you hunch over like that. You're already shorter than me, but when you double over, it makes it so much more visible how small you are compared to me. Come on, don't be a baby. Stop moaning. There, it's okay. I didn't elbow you that hard. Let's just get you over on your bed. Come on. I'll even be nice and help. Just put your arm around my shoulder. There. God, this place is such a mess. Don't you ever do any cleaning? I have to admit though, it's not as bad as I thought. At least you don't have any, like, action figures, or Pokemon plushies, or whatever on your shelves. Okay, there. Sit down. Get all nice and cozy. I'll just sit on. Actually, your chair looks really uncomfortable. Aren't nerds supposed to have, like, comfy, expensive gaming chairs? How do you sit in that, hunched over your laptop all day? Whatever, I'll just sit on your bed next to you. Move over. Alright, so... you're probably wondering why I came to pay a visit to someone like you. Well, let's just say... I'm in a bit of a pickle. And I have an offer for you. And by offer, I mean... I'm gonna tell you something, and you're gonna do it. Got it? Oh, lighten up. That little jab in the stomach didn't hurt that bad. Quit being a drama queen. I'm sorry. But that's what you get for not giving me what I wanted the first time I asked. Now try and pay attention. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah, my offer. So, you and I are both in the same section of Math 330, right? Referential equations, or whatever, right? With that weird nasal professor with the fake pearl necklace. Yeah. I meant differential equations, whatever. No one cares, but you're in it, right? You raise your hand and answer one of the questions on the first day, right? Wasn't that you? I knew it. You always sound so eager. You're such a little teacher's pet. Most people grow out of that after high school, you know. Anyway, here's the deal. I was trying to do the review packet Miss Fake Pearl sent it out on the first day, and it's not going so hot. I don't know half of this stuff. Like, I know derivatives and limits and all that, but partial derivatives? When the hell did they teach that? And that's a problem for me, because I just got called in to talk to my advisor a couple days ago, and it was like, your GPA is in a bad spot. If you don't get a 3.3 average this semester... He droned me on, but he's right. And it's not just this class, to be honest. I'm in this professional writing class, and the syllabus assigns like an essay practically every other week. Chemistry has all these labs. Ugh. There's so much trash they want me to do. Just because the professors don't have lives don't mean I don't. Bottom line is, I really need good grades this semester, or I'm gonna be screwed pretty hard. And not in a fun way. There's where you come in. So, see, you're perfect for this since, unlike me, you actually don't have a life. So, you're gonna help me do all my work. Yeah, I know. Just shut up for a second, okay? Because I figure you might not be psyched about that idea, but you're doing it, and I think I have something that might make it worth your while. Look, I'm not an airhead. I may not be a nerd like you, but I'm not dumb, trust me. Dumb girls do not survive in the circles I run in. So, don't think I'm too oblivious to know that, even though you're scared of me, you still have a pretty major crush on me. Yeah, save the stuttering. You're not fooling anyone. I see the way you look at me and talk to me. How you get all anxious and start fidgeting when you catch my eye. Don't tell me that's just you being uncomfortable. I know what it looks like when someone's into me, because... not to brag or anything, but... I get that a lot. Come on, just admit it. Maybe? There's that voice crack again. You know, you're actually kinda cute in your own goofy way. Especially when you get all shy and start squirming like that. Oh, what was that? No, don't try to turn away. It's too late. I already saw that little embarrassed smile when I called you cute just now. Did you like that? I bet you never thought your bully would call you that, huh? Oh my god, you practically flinched when I put my arm around you just now. Are you that scared of me? Just relax. We're all friends here. Well, no, we aren't actually. But... I mean, I'm not gonna hurt you. Again, at least. I promise. Just stop being a scaredy cat for a second and hear me out. Here's what's going to happen. You're gonna be my new roommate. Yeah, I'm serious. Believe me, I wasn't exactly psyched at the idea of rooming with you at first either, but... then, you know, I started to think about it. It's going to take a lot of burning the midnight oil to save my ass this semester. And I'm not going to wait on you to get to my place all the time so we can study. And I sure don't want to be seen visiting yours every other day. So, that's one thing. But also, I don't totally hate the idea of keeping you around. As long as you do what I want, and know your place. I mean, hey, take this as a compliment if you want, but... I have more fun pushing your buttons sometimes than I do hanging out with some of the annoying people around me. Now, let's be clear. I'm not saying we should be study buddies or friends or whatever. I do still have a reputation to keep, no offense. No, I have a pretty different dynamic in mind. What I'm suggesting is more like you'd be my pet. Yeah, you heard me right. My pet. You're gonna be my pet and I'm gonna be your, owner. What that means is, as long as you stay with me, you're going to do exactly what I say. All my homework and exam prep and whatever else I need done. You're gonna be my little trained circus animal and help me do it. And in exchange, if you do a really good job, I'll give you a little of that attention I know you crave. Don't play dumb, buddy. You suck at it. I saw how you trembled when I put my arm around you. And I saw that shy smile you tried to hide when I called you cute. That's not the first time you've reacted like that. All the times I've condescendingly patted you on the head, or dragged you by the shirt collar. Don't think I didn't notice you get all flustered. You didn't always try all that hard to resist either. You like the idea of being my pet, don't you? Maybe. Just maybe. Well, if you're so unsure, I can always just get up and walk out. Yeah, that's what I thought. Good, because between you and me, and if you tell anyone this, you're going to wish you were dead, by the way. You're one of the smarter people I know, sure, but that's not the only reason I came to you. The other reason is, I kind of like the idea of you being my pet too. Something about it gets me going. Especially the way you get worked up when I tease you these days. How you're starting to fight back a little. I mean, you never would have told me off like you did when I was at the door before. It's got me thinking how fun it would be to put you back in your place. And that would take getting a little more hands-on. Telling you what to do, leading you around, giving you commands. But it wouldn't be all bad for you, far from it. Part of being a pet is getting tossed a treat if you're good. Oh, did I see your eyes widen when I said treat? You're so easy. Yeah, I wasn't sure before I got here, but seeing that look in your eyes, I'm sure now. You're doing this. I always wanted an obedient puppy of my own growing up. I didn't think that puppy would help with my homework instead of eating it, but I'll take it. I bet you're probably wondering what exactly I mean by giving you a treat. But you're too scared to ask, aren't you? Well, I did learn one thing at least from 12 credits of useless, mandatory English classes. Show, don't tell. Just let me lay you down. That's it. Let me ease you back. I lead, you follow. Remember that? I'll do all the work. The two of us just got done drilling flashcards full of isomers and polymers and whatever mirrors for chem last night. And I aced this morning's quiz. All thanks to my good little pet soap. Now, I've decided my pet deserves a reward. Was that a gulp you just made? Or was it a whine? Don't be shy. It's natural for a pet to like it when their owner calls them good, isn't it? Anyway, I start off by wrapping my arms around my pet, just like this. That's it. Just relax. Don't struggle. I'm just giving you a hug. There's no way even a big, bad bully like me can make a hug hurt, is there? There. Now we both lay down and maybe I stroke your hair a little while my other hand just rubs your side up and down. Just like that. Oh my, look at those trembling hands. You're enjoying this more than you thought you would, aren't you? You know, for a while I thought my favorite little nerd was too interested in equations and persuasive essays to have time for girls. Not that they have a lot of time for you anyway, right? Well, this girl has plenty of time for you, if you're a good pet. That's it, just leaning to me. Nuzzle close. But let's get one thing straight. Oh, did that surprise you? You didn't expect me to put my hand around your neck? Don't worry, I won't squeeze too hard. I just want to make sure we're clear. I may be cuddling you, but I'm not your girlfriend. I'm your owner, and you're my pet. And that means you do what I say. Isn't that right? Oh, was that a little whimper? I'm sorry, are my nails digging into your skin painful? Well, get used to it because I can get rough. But you already know that, don't you? And that's why you like me. That's what I like to hear. Here, let's see how well you take a man's pet. I want you to suck my poop. But not too hard, unless you want to earn yourself a punishment. I'm still your bully, after all. I'm capable of doing that if I need to. That's nice. Have you done this before? Because you're not half bad. Oh, wow. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to tighten my hand on your neck. But can you blame me? It's good you learned to get used to that feeling anyway. Just keep going. I could get used to this. Hey, I said not too hard. Unless you want to feel those nails again, somewhere a lot more sensitive. You'd better listen to what I say. Open your eyes. Look at me. You're mine now. Understand? Don't speak. Just nod. Good. Good pet. Get back to work now. Let your owner do the thinking. You just obey. You're doing good, Ben. You're doing very good. Maybe your attention to my chest is turning me soft, but I'm thinking I might just let you share my bed. Wouldn't that be a treat? No, no words. I know. Just keep serving me. Good pet. I can't believe I waited so long to do this. Keep being my good pet, and maybe the next reward can be even better. Good pet.